You're listening to the MJ Show podcast, episode number 28. Hey there, welcome back to the podcast, The MJ Show. I'm your host, Michelle Jameson, and I'm so glad to be here with you again for this week's episode, 10 Limiting Beliefs to Let Go Of. You can tell what you believe by what you get. Negative, resistant, limiting beliefs not only feel lousy, they often keep us stuck, unable to manifest the things we really want in our lives. Moving beyond limiting beliefs is a critical step toward becoming successful. Today, I'm going to help you spot 10 of the most common limiting beliefs and share new empowering thoughts to implement for positive change. Before we dive in, though, this episode is brought to you by the Body by MJ Shop. Have you checked it out yet? It's an ever-growing library of ebooks, planners, guides, handbooks, and more to support and guide you on your healthy journey. Take a minute to browse and be sure to visit often as we are continuing to add publications. So head right over to michellejameson.com. That's michellejameson.com. Okay, let's dive into today's topic. Well, hey there. Well, guess what? I'm going to repeat my intro here. You can tell what you believe by what you get. Most of us have picked up beliefs that just don't serve us. We get them from our families, at school, at work, from the media, from friends, and from plenty of other sources. These negative, resistant, limiting beliefs not only feel lousy, they often keep us stuck, unable to manifest the things we really want in our lives. Many of us have beliefs that limit our success, whether they are beliefs about our own capabilities, beliefs about what it takes to succeed, beliefs about how we should, you know, relate with other people, or even common myths that modern-day science or studies have long since refuted. That comes from Jack Canfield and Janet Switzer, who write in The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be. Oh my goodness, an awesome book. Awesome book. I've had, gosh, I think I got it in 2008 when it was launched. I couldn't wait. I'll leave a link in the show notes for this book, but it is wonderful for anything you do. It is just about succeeding in life. Moving beyond limiting beliefs is a critical step toward becoming successful. You can learn how to identify those beliefs that are limiting you and then replace them with the positive ones that support your success. Unfortunately, many of our limiting beliefs feel so normal that we don't even notice them. We perceive them as facts rather than as mere beliefs that can be questioned and then changed. For instance, we may say we want lots of money. But meanwhile, our negative beliefs about money push it away. In that case, no matter how much action we take, no matter how many businesses we start or potentially great investments we make, we'll never achieve any real degree of financial abundance. As Marianne Williamson says in The Age of Miracles, your state of doing must be matched by the state of your being, or the incongruity will sabotage even your most brilliant plans. I'll leave a link in the show notes for that book. So today I'm going to help you spot 10 of the most common limiting beliefs. As you hear them, notice which one sounds all too familiar. Simply by noticing that these are nothing more than thoughts you commonly think, you'll find yourself in a whole new place. In the days that follow, you'll be more aware of what you're thinking, and you'll be able to use that awareness to spot and then clean up your limiting beliefs. Cleaning up a limiting belief doesn't have to be difficult. It can be as easy as practicing a new, more empowering thought, like the ones I'm going to share with you here. So let's get started. Number one limiting belief, I can't afford it. Ouch, I really hate hearing that. Here's a new empowering thought. How can I afford it? You just turned it around. Do you see that? Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, says, having two dads and loving them both forced me to think about it and ultimately choose a way of thinking for myself. I had to think about each dad's advice and, in doing so, gained valuable insights into the power and effect of one's thoughts in one's life. My poor dad had a habit of saying, I can't afford it. My rich dad forbade those words to be used. He insisted that I say, how can I afford it? One is a statement, the other a question. Questions are very powerful. Once you ask a question and believe or even hope that you'll get an answer will come. And wouldn't you love to discover how you can afford something you want rather than dismissing it as out of reach? I'll leave a link in the show notes for this book. Please take a moment and get it. It is a life changer. Number two, limiting belief. I'm too old. The new empowering thought, I am right on time. I am ready now. You know, no one forces you to think, my best years are behind me, or no one will want me anymore, or I missed my chance. But whatever it is you choose to think, your subconscious mind takes it very seriously. And your experience will reflect your thinking. Marianne Williamson says in The Age of Miracles, fortunately, she provides a perfect pep talk to help you shift into a more empowered mindset, whether you're in your 30s, your 50s, or your 80s. Wherever you've been and whatever you've done so far, your life was building up to this moment. Now is the time to burst forth into your greatness, a greatness you could never have achieved without going through exactly the things you've gone through. It is not too late. You are not too old. You are right on time, and you are better than you know. Number three, limiting belief. It's better to give than to receive. New empowering thought. It's good to give and it's just as good to receive. As all things, giving and receiving, or an exchange of energies. Kathleen O'Connor writes in the Everything Law of Attraction Dream Dictionary. In fact, giving and receiving are the same energy. Giving and receiving complete a wholeness of aspects that are meant to be in balance in your life. After all, for someone to give, someone else has to be willing and able to receive. There's a link in the show notes for this book. Number four, limiting belief. No pain, no gain. New empowering thought. I can get everything I want easily and joyfully. Suffering is a vibrational match to more suffering. And who wants to attract more of that? Fortunately, all you have to do is shift your attitude. For instance, can you feel the difference between I'm struggling through a grueling workout and I'm having fun playing with weights? Or I am starting at the bottom and paying my dues versus I'm learning all kinds of great new things. The difference our attitude makes to the way we approach work is exemplified by an old story about three masons, Dr. Joan Borisenko and Dr. Miroslav Borisenko say in The Power of the Mind to Heal. They were all laying bricks when a man came up to them and asked each one what he was doing. The first one snapped, I'm laying bricks. What the hell does it look like I'm doing? The second sighed, I'm earning a living. But the third one gestured toward the sky and said, I am building a cathedral. Same work, very different attitudes. I'll leave a link in the show notes for that book. Number five, limiting belief. Money is the root of all evil. Here's a new empowering thought. Money is neither good nor bad. It's just an energy of exchange. Most people get this Bible quote wrong, and they take it out of context. The entire quote says, the love of money is the root of all evil. Doran Allen, author of The Bible and the Law of Attraction, says this quote refers to the issue of greed. The pursuit of money alone is, in fact, the root of all evil. But with a well-balanced person, it is the root of many good things in the world. Allen adds, if poverty was the only way one was to be in God's good graces, prosperity wouldn't be mentioned, nor would anyone in the Bible have been prosperous, as it states in John 3, verse 1, 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. There's an interesting book for you. I'll leave a link in the show notes for that. Thinking of money as the root of all evil is not unlike saying guns kill people. As you probably heard, people kill people. Guns just happen to be one of the tools people use, whether intentionally or unintentionally. Plenty of folks would assume that you can use guns for good or for evil, and if you look at the world that way, you can see the same holds true for money. Want more people? And shifting this pervasive limiting belief? I'm sorry, want more help and shifting this pervasive limiting belief? Here's another way to look at it. According to Kiyosaki, his poor dad would say, the love of money is the root of all evil. Compare that with his rich dad, who would say, the lack of money is the root of all evil. I love that book. Number 6, limiting belief. People won't like me if I get too, for instance, rich, successful, attractive, happy. Here's a new empowering thought for you. The people I want to be around appreciate me for who I am and celebrate my success. My friends, look at your circle. Are they lifting you up or keeping you in the pit? Yes, it is possible that some of the people in your life today won't be around after you've changed. As you become more and more positive, folks who are stuck in a victim mentality won't want to hang around with you and vice versa. That's the nature of evolution. Here's the good news. You'll attract more positive people who appreciate the new you. Plus, you'll see a more positive side of the people who do stick around, since you'll be a vibrational match to their happier, more loving, and appreciative moments. I can't stress that statement enough. It's really, really important for the future success of you. Number 7, limiting belief. I'm not capable. I can't handle this. Here's your new empowering thought. I can do this. If I don't have the knowledge, there's someone out there who can teach me. There are a lot of things that you couldn't do at one time, but you eventually did learn how to do them. And that list probably includes some tricky things, like learning to walk, ride a bike, do long division, and drive a car. And consider the wide range of experiences you've already managed to live through. In The Success Principles, Canfield and Switzer ask, haven't you handled everything that has happened to you? Again, drop you to your knees here. Have a little humble pie. It's so true. Think about it. Things that were more difficult than you thought they would be. How about the death of a loved one? Divorce? Being broke? Loss of a friend? Your job? Your money? Your reputation? Your youth? These things were tough, but you handled them. And you can handle anything else that happens to you as well. Once you get that, your confidence will soar. Whenever you think, oh, I can't handle this, they suggest you decide to say instead, I can do this. I am capable. Other people have accomplished this. If I don't have the knowledge, there's someone out there who can teach me. You know what, my friends? I have to really pull that inner coach in and hear that in my head and talk to myself. That is self-talk. Positive self-talk, and that's an inner coach inside of you that needs to drown out the inner critic. And that's a whole nother topic that we could really dive deep in, and I've touched on it in various podcasts. I want to encourage you to really pick up, really hone in that inner coach so they can drown out the inner critic. Number 8, limiting belief. Someone or something needs to change. Well, here's a new empowering thought. I can be okay with things just the way they are. In Unconditional Bliss, Howard Raphael Kushner writes, "If something is, it is. Not to accept it is to live in denial, to remain trapped in resistance of our own choosing. The simple fact is this: whatever exists is completely independent of the stance we take toward it. Until the day we die, the world will be full of things that we would rather just go away. But their power over us is only proportionate to our resistance." Some deep thinking, but I'll leave a link in the show notes for that book. So here's a for instance for you. If you get pissed off every time you get stuck in traffic, you're giving traffic a lot more power over you. Wouldn't you feel better and more in control of your life if you took advantage of that time to say affirmations, listen to an inspiring audio like this podcast, catch up on the phone with a loved one, or get into the feeling place of having something you deeply desire? In other words, the traffic doesn't have to go away for you to feel better. You can find a way to be okay with things just the way they are. Number 9, limiting belief. I can't lose weight because everyone in my family is big. Nature or nurture, the deck is stacked against me. What a bunch of crap. Here's a new empowering thought. Plenty of people have different body sizes than their family members. In Law of Attraction, the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't, Michael J. Loger teaches a really effective technique for questioning your limiting belief. There's a link in the show notes for this book. He says, for a belief like this one, he just simply asks, is there anyone on the planet who has a different body size than other members of their family? Clearly, the answer is yes, which is enough to help you shift from an impossible to an it's possible mindset. Then Loger suggests you reinforce this new possibility by creating an allowing statement, such as, thousands of people, even in my neighborhood, have different body sizes than their family members. There are millions of men on the planet that have a more slender body than their father or brother. The same goes for a family history of health issues and pretty much anything else you can think of. In fact, scientists found that our DNA is not set in stone. It actually is affected by our thoughts and vibrations. In The Biology of Belief, Dr. Bruce H. Lipton says most people are still operating from an antiquated and disempowering belief about being victims of their genes. He knows, positive thoughts have a profound effect on behavior and genes, but only when they are in harmony with subconscious programming. How about that? And negative thoughts have an equally powerful effect. When we recognize how these positive and negative beliefs control our biology, we can use this knowledge to create lives filled with health and happiness. I'll leave a link in the show notes for this book. Last one, number 10. You have to work hard to get money. Here's a new empowering thought for you. Work can be joyful and easy. Money can come to me in many different ways from many different sources. Lots of people in our culture value hard work. In fact, most people would consider the term hard worker a compliment. But if you believe that money can only come to you through hard work, then you have to work hard to get money. If you decide to do something that doesn't require hard work, then your subconscious will make sure this new endeavor doesn't bring you much, if any, money. Because your subconscious is already determined to prove that your beliefs are correct. Does that make sense? But is this belief correct? Do you have to work hard to get money? Is all money hard-earned? You can probably think of at least a few people who get plenty of money without working hard, and some of them even do it legally. All right, if you're a more mature age, like myself, you might remember this. Remember the Dire Straits song, Money for Nothing? The lyrics say, now look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. You get your money for nothing and your chicks for free. Hell, some people even get money without doing a lick of work. Some inherit it. Others win it. There are all kinds of ways that money can come to you, but only if you let go of the limiting belief that you have to work hard in order to get it. An easy way to spot other limiting beliefs. In Law of Attraction, the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't, Michael J. Loger says, here's an easy way to identify your limiting beliefs. They are usually found after you say the word because, as in the phrase, I can't because. So here are some examples. I'd like to write a book, but I can't because I don't have a university degree. I'd like to have an ideal mate, but I can't because I'm too fat, too old, or too shy, etc. This is what's also known as arguing for your limitations. Some deep thoughts, but I hope enlightenment. So my friends, the next time you find yourself explaining why you can't do something, you might want to stop and question those limiting beliefs. Are they really true? Do you want to keep on believing them? Or are you ready to let them go and practice new, more empowering thoughts instead? Take a step back this week and become more aware of your thoughts and language. You just might have a pivotal moment that will send you down a new, more empowered path. Until next time, have a great day. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and share it with your friends. Congratulations on putting you first today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.